Carbo and the Thief, and Other Tales of Ancient Rome, by Alex Goff, and read by Jude Owusu for Saga Egmont.
Carbo and the Thief. The legionary looked dead, Felix thought. In reality, he was dead drunk, he knew. He had been watching him all evening, following him through the alleyways of Divodorum Medio Matricorum. The streets were full. Legionaries on leave blowing their donatives, veterans spending their pensions, and local bartenders, hawkers, and prostitutes willingly accepting their cash. Felix had eyes only for this one, though. It was only a few hours earlier, as the sun was descending, that Felix had been sitting beneath the aqueduct, hands outstretched, pleading for alms. There were so many beggars, some much more deserving than he. Amputee veterans, skinny mothers with emaciated babies, the elderly, the blind, the infirm. He knew many by name, many more by sight, liked a handful, hated more. When it came down to it, though, each had to look after their own. Felix had a younger sister, Tullia, who was his sole responsibility. He wasn't quite sure how old she was, but he thought he had seen around 10 summers. And Tullia a couple less. She was certainly too young to survive without him. So Felix's daily existence was hand-to-mouth, subsistence achieved by begging, petty theft, and the occasional coin from running an errand for a shopkeeper or porter. Surplus was rare, and was stored against a common situation where a day of toil left him empty-handed. Today was a day of surplus. 2 copper coins burning a hole in a hidden pocket inside his tunic. A rich young man, probably an equestrian, had given him a note to take to a certain house, with express instructions that it should be handed to the mistress of the house and no one else. It had taken some persuasion to get the porter to summon her, and when the pretty matron had arrived, she had looked down at him with contempt. She had taken the rolled note from him with reluctance and a wrinkled nose. But her face lit up when she saw the seal. She tore the note open and beamed with delight as she read. Then she had bade the porter to tip him 2 asses and had wandered away distractedly into the house. The porter had passed over the 2 copper coins and sent him on his way, with the admonishment to tell no one about the message. Felix was young, but he wasn't stupid. Life on the streets gave no shelter from exposure to suffering, violence, or adult pleasures. Many was the time that Felix had sheltered with Tullia in a tomb, disused warehouse or temple portico, crammed in with strangers who shared every aspect of their lives. So he figured out that the married matron who resided in the sumptuous domus he had just visited was carrying out some illicit activity with a young nobleman he had acted as courier for. He filed it away in his mind for possible future use, although what use that could be, he wasn't sure. No one was likely to believe a street urchin with any allegations of wrongdoing, and if the miscreants feared even doubt being sown, then they would have no problem in hiring someone to do away with him and dump his body in the Tiber. All in all, trouble like that was best avoided, and he would just enjoy the fortune that the 2 copper coins represented to him. He had planned to spend the evening with Tullia, relieving Savalia, the old blind lady who kindly cared for her, from her babysitting duties. They had sat beneath the aqueduct with palms out, 3 among a crowd of many, unsuccessfully importuning the passers-by as the sun sank in the sky. When the arms of the old lady were low, Felix often contributed some of his own supplies to her, food or a coin. She was the exception to his rule of everyone looking after their own. He told himself it was not sentimentality, but the vital role she played in providing childcare for Tullia. Then Felix met the legionary. The soldier, tall and skinny with a scar on one cheek, had looked their way when Felix called out for pity. He had leaned over, laughed, and spat on Tullia. Tullia took the insult with equanimity. Nothing new for her. The blind lady put a protective arm around the little girl. Felix bridled at the insult.